Good morning, everyone. It is the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J. I'm your host, your main man, Mill. And riding shotgun with me, as always, is Mr. Kevin Harris and Mr. Romar Smith. And I got my dad, WB, in the background on the line. We got my man, Mr. Joseph Hickey. Guys, it's been 2 weeks since I laid eyes on y'all. And I apologize for not being on air last week. I couldn't be the best version of myself last week. And it wouldn't have been fair to nobody. And I'd like to thank y'all for being with me. Nobody wanted to do this show more than my brother Romar right here. He wanted to do this show more than anybody else. So I know he's got a lot to get into. But guys, I missed you guys. How's everything going?
Oh, it's been great, man. I mean, shoot. Yesterday was an amazing day. Took a trip out to Petersburg, man. Just a go-to spot, man. One of what I call hidden gems, Saucy's Barbecue.
I don't know.
Oh, there's Saucy's in Petersburg yesterday.
Oh, there's Saucy's in Hopewell.
Yeah, I heard about that too. I didn't realize, y'all got one near y'all neck of the woods. But man, I'm gonna tell you what, that sausage sampler yesterday, they had like sausage, a rib, a piece of chicken, cornbread, fries, man, and a chicken slider. I mean, shoot, you couldn't beat that, man. Like, it was a steal of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Put me on.
I might have to go check them out.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, man, that's like one of the fastest itises you can catch down there.
Yeah, I got caught with it, too.
Oh my God! We went there for lunch. You know, they got the little lunch sample. You know, real good barbecue. Real good barbecue.
Sound like that's a place for the fat boy.
Yeah, real good brisket. You know, real good beef. You know, roast beef, man. They hook you up, and they got this side called Mac balls.
Yes.
Oh yeah. They like that. They like that. I like that. That was good. Yo, Romar.
Yeah, man.
Missed you, bro.
Missed you too, bro.
How you been, man?
I can't complain. I've been good. You know, weathering whatever storm may come my way, as always, just to get through the week.
Okay, good. Yeah. Joe.
What's up?
How you been, bro?
I've been good. Can't complain. A lot of good things been happening.
A lot of good things. I see you got your San Antonio had a fire, though, by the way, bro. I kind of like that, Jane.
What's been going on? Yeah, I love my hats.
We got a lot to talk about as far as the San Antonio Spurs, as far as my Philadelphia Eagles. But first, I got to holler at my dad real quick. Yo, Dad.
Yo. What's up?
Man, tell me what's been going on, man.
It's been an amazing week. Let me get a little bit closer here. Amazing week, man. Great shows. My boy Kevin, he listens to my Cultural Excellence Show each and every Wednesday. Guys, I invite you to check it out. It's Cultural Excellence in Music and Art, Entertainment, Business, and Education, right? And we've been featuring a lot of great artists on lately. I mean, some magnificent interviews, right? Then we've got our Thursday show with Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Look, it's just too much here. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so I'm going to invite you guys. If you're listening via Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, I'll invite you to download our apps, right? We've got an Apple app. Just go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W, Android Studio W, available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and this broadcast, I'm going to put this one on Spotify and iTunes, right? The website, visit the website, leave us a comment. You know, let us know what you think about it, right? That's studio.w.buzz. Don't forget the W, studio.w.buzz. Man, and we just had an amazing article about us in the Southern Soul magazine. It's called, let's see, Industry Joe. Now check it out. Follow me on Facebook, Industry Joe, the Southern Soul Music Magazine. We got an amazing article about our station on there. So some great things are happening, man.
Good. All right, so I passed the mic around one time. I'm going to pass this around again with what I like to call round table roulette. No, wheelhouse roulette. I'm sorry, we ain't played this segment in so long, man, because we got 2 weeks worth of sports to talk about, and everybody got something to say. So Joe, my brother, anything in the world of sports that you got to say right now, I don't care what the sports topic is, my brother, the floor is yours.
People need to be fired.
Exactly. And they did.
They did. They did. They did, though. And I'm glad for the changes that are coming. I'm glad for the changes that's already taking place with Vic Fangio.
Are you like
but,
me?
It's gonna be an interesting off season for the whole league. It's very interesting.
Yes. So what outside of
you, real quick, 70 points.
Yeah, let's dive into that real quick because we were just talking
about
that.
Don't forget the 18 rebounds.
We were just talking about that before we got on air. Now you say 70 points. Now, first of all, I gotta ask, which player are you talking about?
Joel Embiid against my Spurs. I'm not knocking my Spurs for that, but still, 70 points. That's amazing.
And then on top of that, you got Luka dropping another 70. You know, trying to
he
top
did.
It.
Luka dropped 73 last night.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
he dropped 73 last night. Devin Booker, I think he dropped like 62, but the Suns lost. Yeah, so yeah, exactly, bro. So
it's the same thing. It's the same thing for the big man that day.
Yeah,
because Carl Anthony Towns dropped
62,
and they lost.
Yep.
But the big man had a good day that day.
Yes, they did.
In a lot of places.
A lot of
because Wimby still had 33, but they, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't all that, but you know, for him right now, that's nice.
I heard a rumor of you guys were trying to acquire Trae Young.
Us?
And, yes.
Interesting.
I didn't know if you know anything about that or not.
No, I haven't heard that one from about us. I haven't heard that one.
It don't work.
This is new to me because I haven't heard anything about that.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it either.
He don't
I really
fit.
Know.
He ain't going to fit.
Yeah, I don't see it.
That's probably why it was a rumor and it didn't get too far. I'm not trying to make too much out of it if you guys know. I just heard that, you know, through my rumblings throughout the week.
Mm.
That trade possibility could, you know, could happen.
He gonna make me bad. he don't play defense. And we got young guys already, so I'm waiting for next year. That's what I'm waiting for next year. Cause that's when Pop gonna coach them guys for real. And he letting them have their free time right now. They have an open gym.
Now this is my problem. This is my issue right now. And this is trickling down to us as a whole worldwide, USA basketball. I'm looking at this roster that we got, and we only got, as far as big man goes, Joel Embiid and LeBron James. Everybody else is swing man, stretch.
Oh, they got Bam.
Okay, I'll give you Bam. That's three guys.
Got it.
Huh?
I mean, I got it. Gobert. Gobert.
No.
He
Gobert playing for France.
Yeah. Well, and Jared Jackson.
Oh, for USA.
Oh, yeah, USA. Yeah, I got confused too.
Yeah, Jared Jackson from Memphis. He was Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago, bro. All
right, so you got how well does he bang though? With his back to the basket.
Yeah, he bang. You don't want Defensive Player of the Year for no reason.
I mean, just because you
and you got the height, but when he going
to be honest, and to be honest, I'm not adding LeBron to that.
And to be honest, when we get down to the Olympics, when it come down to it, it's gonna come down to who outscore who.
And that's all they're really looking at is offense.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I get why the big men are not being looked at like that, because these days a lot of these big men are trying to play like one through three.
All right, think about it. The big men, why you think big men like to shoot now and all that? That's because that's what the big men in the European game been doing forever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you live?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
they want to be able to, that's just an extra to step out and then to be able to put it on the floor and get to the basket or whatever.
AKA Joker.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
And Joker been turning up too.
What do they call them? Stretch four and fast? That's all you're looking for now.
I mean, it's just an added dimension.
I get that in today's game, but what's been killing us in Olympic game is rebounding.
Well,
that's the thing that's been killing us. And that's what I'm not talking about NBA. I'm talking about the rules we got to play in Team USA.
But that was just a team they put together just to qualify for the Olympics.
And well, this one isn't?
And even still, if you even just be watching the NBA, like they be pissing me off. If you do FanDuel, they be pissing me off with the rebounds. Cause somebody that you expect to get you 10 rebounds, they get you 7 or 6, and you just be looking at the game like what are y'all doing? And this is the USA people.
Yeah, I saw. The foreign people.
The overseas people are the ones that be getting consistently 10 rebounds. Like Joker, Gobert, who else? But all them other ones, man.
Embiid.
But they played in systems. They came up before, they was pros already, but they came here. This, as we've seen over the last couple of years, this is their playground now.
Yeah, exactly. Like Wimby. He was pro over there, and he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
No, like when Tony Parker came in the league.
Yeah.
He was already what? Pretty much. When he got drafted by the Spurs, he was almost a 10-year pro. A professional pro. He was a professional at 16.
How old is he now?
Tony Parker, I don't know how old he is, but just think about it. When he got drafted by the Spurs, by that time he had already been a pro in France for like 5, 6, 7 years already.
Wow.
So that tells you right there, they were already established before the... See, that's the thing.
It's like in his early 40s right now.
Yeah, but you think about it.
They were already established right out the gate for years.
Manu came over here really... And you ain't understand how valuable he was until you paid attention to him coming off the bench. Yeah. And who played like Manu right now? That's from overseas. Luka. Luka game resembled Manu Ginobili whole game. It's slow. And they hit all types of crazy shots, passes, everything. Man. We're going to have to learn, when it comes to the Olympics, we're going to have to learn how to adjust to the EuroLeague style of play.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part because, I mean, they are so advanced. They've advanced for several years. Like you said, Romar, like they've been, let's say, 5 years on average. Like by the time that we see it, man, we're behind.
Them people learned. Yeah, because. Them people learned something after that Dream Team, the first Dream Team came through and smashed everybody in them Olympics back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me give y'all the roster real quick. Bam. Jared Allen. Now, I didn't know about Jared Allen. Jared Allen's good. Paolo Banchero. Desmond Bane. Scottie Barnes. Devin Booker. Mikal Bridges. Jaylen Brown. Jalen Brunson. Jimmy Butler. Alex Caruso. Steph Curry. Anthony Davis. Kevin Durant. Anthony Edwards. Joel Embiid. De'Aaron Fox. Paul George. Aaron Gordon, Tyrese Halliburton, James Harden, Josh Hart, Tyler Hero, Drew Holiday, Chet Holmgren, Brandon Ingram, Kyrie Irving, Jaren Jackson, LeBron, Cam Johnson, Walker Kessler, Kawhi Leonard, Dame Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul, Bobby Portis.
Oh, look at that plan.
Austin Reeves, Duncan Robinson, Jason Tatum, Derek White, and Trae Young.
Those are the teams. Those are names of the players that can be.
Right, that's the team. Pool. That's the pool.
I mean.
Oh, all right. Because I was about to say, Jimmy Butler better not make it.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, like, out of all that, James Harden not going to be on my team. But Anthony Edwards would.
Why not Jimmy Butler, though?
Jimmy Butler ain't been doing nothing. You ain't heard that man's name. Since what? 2 years ago.
It ain't his time right now.
To be honest, why not Jimmy when you got Anthony Edwards that does everything Jimmy does and younger?
I put Ann up there. Ann, you okay? I mean, but Jimmy is one of them though. He's definitely proven.
Oh, he's a dog.
Yeah, he was proven back in the day, but he's been real silent since he's been with the Heat. He's been real silent.
No, you know he knocked off Boston last year. That was just last year.
Yeah, but he only been with the Heat, what, for 2 or 3 years? Ever since he's been with the Heat, he really ain't been doing nothing.
Now, I can't agree with you there, Joe, because
he changed the Heat around. You know, last year he knocked off Boston.
Ever since he done been with Miami, they done been to two finals. They done been to two out of the last four finals.
You forgot Denver beat Denver. No, he been there for 4 years. Last year.
Yeah. He'd have been there because remember he took them to the championship in the bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. The bubble, I don't count the bubble for nobody.
He'd have been to the last three straight Eastern Conference finals.
Yeah, he been there with the team, but he did not do nothing last year in the playoffs. I watched that. He did not do nothing.
I mean, they was hurt all the way around the board.
Yeah, look what he got, though. Look what he working with.
Yeah, the team won all that, yeah.
Yeah, but look what he was.
I'm not,
look
I'm
what
not
he
giving
took
him
the
all
final.
The credit for that.
The Lakers got swept.
Let me see. Let me see this, y'all. How many you get on the roster?
I think 12 at the most.
Yeah, man. I think all it's 12.
Right. Off top, my 12 would be.
What about Kawhi Leonard?
My 12 would be Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid.
I can't trust Kawhi to be healthy.
Yeah, I can't trust him either. But
I mean, he's done a lot better this year than he has.
Goodness gracious, man.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this.
Great day, man.
To be honest, the only time he wasn't doing nothing because he was injured. He was gone. But when he played.
Low management, maybe? On some of the games?
Yeah, I could go along with that.
My bets would be LeBron and Steph. You still need some veteran leadership.
Yeah.
LeBron and Steph will be my veterans that I take with me. Anthony, AD, I'll take him.
I can't.
Oh, and y'all talking about injuries.
I'll take AD.
That's fair.
And y'all talking about
injuries. I can't trust AD on this one.
Yeah, if we can't trust Kawhi, we can't trust KD.
You can trust AD in this one because it is really.
First of all, AD is the first one you shouldn't trust as far as injuries go.
No,
people were scared for him to play.
Nah, I'm sorry. If we gonna put that reservation on Kawhi, we gotta put that reservation on street clothes.
But it's a lot of.
I don't trust street clothes for nothing. There's a reason why we call him that.
Joel Embiid, KD.
You about to go?
But one thing you're going to have to do is give Kawhi that much more respect than Jimmy Butler because he won championships with two different teams.
Fair.
Okay.
I'm not disregarding that, but I'm just saying we're going to put that reservation on Kawhi, who's more decorated than Anthony Davis.
Especially the championship you won with the Raptors on a guy named Street Clothes. I just noticed something. We gotta put that same reservation on him.
So
okay, he better be on that list.
Who?
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson on that list.
He's been balling.
He's been hooping.
I would take him as one of my guards to go overseas with. I'll take Jalen Brunson.
And this year, he's been balling better than he was last year.
But the crazy thing, it'll probably be a decision between Halliburton and brushing on which one of them may make the team.
Cause what?
Because you don't want a real God heavy. You don't want to take a real Damn, God heavy.
Oh, and I have a question.
Alexander. He playing for Canada.
All right, I was wondering.
You know, they got Canada got them a nice little squad.
And I say another thing. I also had Jared Allen starting. Well, not starting, but you know, right behind Joel Embiid.
Okay.
I'll take Paolo.
I didn't think Paolo Banchero would play for us.
But it's a lot on this team that on this roster that wouldn't go.
Like James Harden.
And Josh Hart. Tyler Hero.
Yeah, Tyler Hero's not making it.
I probably would have to take Drew.
Yes, you would have to take Drew Holiday. He is the best perimeter defender on
Brandon
this.
Brandon Ingram ain't going. Kyrie, I just think that you just
Kyrie, I can't.
No.
Cam Johnson, you know you ain't going. Whoever this Walker Kessler dude is.
No.
No.
Dame, I can see you.
Yeah. Going.
Donovan.
Dame, yes.
Yeah.
Donovan,
that's too many guards.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too we had our threshold of guards already.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Off rip, you know all the Jason Tatum, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Trey Young, go to the strip club. Derrick White, keep massaging your bald head. Duncan Robinson, just go back to Michigan and shoot around in the gym with the college players.
Take Bobby Porter's wishes so he can learn how to shoot.
Austin Reeves, just be glad that you got a bag.
Hold on. Derrick White. Bruh be putting in.
I like Derrick White. Derrick White ain't going on
nobody Olympic roster. He is not going to make that.
You got to take somebody off of Derrick White. That's the problem. You got to take somebody off.
You ain't gonna take Anthony Edwards off. You ain't gonna take a Devin Booker off.
Yeah.
No, you ain't taking them off.
Yeah, I ain't taking them off.
That's the only thing. I ain't got no problem with Derrick White, but you gotta take somebody off.
Oh, yeah.
It won't be them two.
But see, that goes back to my original point. We are so guard heavy on this. We're going to get killed in rebounds again. The same thing.
Yeah, but you
got
a different type of team this year, though.
But
they don't have. We have to adapt to them. They ain't got to adapt to us.
Yeah, because see, you got a guard like in the Olympics with these Olympic teams. You got a guard all five positions. You ain't got a guard no one player that's on their team. You got a man up and check everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying Wade will have this type of squad.
And they're going to make you chase them because they love the pick and roll screens, all that. You know what I'm saying? They run.
That mean to me, LeBron and Kawhi got to guard the big man.
Right.
They got to guard the big man.
Yeah.
But in that type of style of the format of how it's played, they can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They going to have to.
You know what I'm saying?
They can do it.
That's why I say you can. You can take you can take street clothes over there. Cause one thing is, he's faster than most of the big men that's from overseas. Their big men don't run like AD runs.
I like LeBron and Kawhi on the floor together.
Yeah, me too.
Hey Mark, how you doing, brother? We talking Team USA. We went through the 41 player pool. And my question is, how much you know about it so far, and what are your concerns about it?
I really, I haven't really paid too much attention to it yet. Not until we get close to, after the NBA season's over with, then I start getting into it a little more. Right now, I mean, I think it's a moot point because there's going to be changes that's going to come about, and we still got a long way to go before, I understand the Olympics is coming up, but right now, the NBA, getting down to the end of their season, to me, takes precedence.
All right. So, did you catch any of these 70-point or 60-point performances
Yeah, I did actually. Joel Embiid, that was an amazing performance. Amazing performance. Saw Anthony Towns, I thought it was just a waste. You know, I watched that, I watched the game in the fourth quarter, he couldn't hit a bucket to save his life. So to me, that was a waste. I mean, it was a thing, really a waste. Luka Doncic last night, I like him. Great, great show, but you know what? When you whine and cry all the time, I really just, it gets on your nerves. I mean, he's an offensive machine. You know, he really is very talented, but that dude complains so much. He's a white version of what, how can I put it? I don't even want to say Rasheed Wallace with the complaining, but man, this dude is.
That's the way to say it. He's LeBron. He's another LeBron.
You know,
I don't think LeBron can change this.
This dude, LeBron, he whines about everything. I mean, for him to only been in the league 4 years, whatever, I've never seen a dude complain as much as that cat. And he still, I don't know, he still strikes me as a dude that does not take care of his body.
He doesn't play defense at all.
At all.
Mm-mm.
And then to your point, I'm glad you said something, Mark, because if anybody watched the game on Wednesday when the Mavericks was hosting the Suns, and they got waxed by Phoenix for one. But then at one point, Luka had somebody ejected.
Yeah,
because a fan said something to the effect of, your ass is tired, you need to hit a treadmill.
And
So, but at that point, the referee, you know, he pointed him out and the Phoenix fan got ejected. I mean, by saying, you know, he didn't say, now, we didn't know what was said before that.
He just spoke the truth.
Well, no, from what I understood, that's all he really said. And they just had to been trying to figure out how to throw me out. Because, you know what, I paid my money. There's been far worse said. Right, this dude is that thin-skinned. And, you know, when he came to the league, I said, this is going to be a man. To the point where I'm starting to dislike this cat.
Mm.
I mean, because I think he whines too much. And when it ain't going his way, everybody else is wrong. Yeah, he's just a big whiner to me. Great job. I mean, I can't cough at the 73 points. But I also look at it and say, hey, on the last day of the season, I remember the Iceman and David Thompson went for the scoring title. David Thompson scored 63. The Iceman came out and did 73 to win it. So, I mean, it can happen. And what makes it even worse to me with his game, his team barely won. I mean, they only won by like 4 points, so they needed all 73 of them points to get that win.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, like, I know if you have a chance to look at the highlights, Mark, it was like a playground performance because he was toying with them. I mean, but it's true. If y'all, I know y'all guys look within the game, but I mean, he was just sitting there, like, you could tell Mel was right. It looked like it was from a playground.
I mean.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, one person on the Atlanta Hawks, outside of maybe Clint Capella.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it's a good defensive player.
No bad.
So what? I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, fair point.
I mean, think about it though. Like,
now you got what's that name? What's that dude name that came from Virginia?
He didn't even play. DeAndre Hunter.
Hey, and what you think? Yep, and what you think that Luka would have done to him?
Luka, he still got his points.
Luka gonna get his points.
One thing I'll give the cat credit for. He gonna score. It don't matter who watching.
Yeah, now, he gonna get 70. DeAndre Hunter said, "I can go to Magic City after the game and give me some Lou Pepper wings because I ain't the one that had to check him in for that 73."
That was the laziest 74 points I ever seen in my life.
I said it last night. We was arguing.
I've never seen.
I watched it live last night.
I've never seen nobody bust 70 and not dunk the ball.
Hey, look, so, I got the arguing last night because I called Luka lazy. And to the people defense, all they kept screaming out is, but he averaged 33. He can't be lazy. I said, bro, you can be lazy and average 33.
Yeah.
Because everything is, if you know
what I'm saying, because I like to score, so I know I don't play no defense. My offense is my defense.
And that's the crazy part is, have you noticed the scoring has gotten straight up from like 120 and above almost every night?
Like, but for real, you think about it. You waste two times as much energy trying to make sure that I don't score. I ain't gonna burn that much energy scoring on you. And I ain't gonna waste that much energy for you to come back down the court mad to try to score on me.
I got it. Uh-oh. I got it, y'all.
So I'm gonna score on you as much as possible.
What do we have here, Mel?
Luka Doncic, aka the Drunken Master.
Well, you know what? I don't even wanna waste too much time on this cat.
Wow. He's a drunken master. That, I mean, you think about it, the way his style is.
And then he had that small headband on last night.
Yeah, he's a drunk uncle on the basketball court that don't miss from three.
He was basically brought in as a replacement for Dirk Nowitzki. And, you know, Mark Cuban is infatuated with them overseas cats. Which I ain't gonna lie, I think Dirk is one of the best ever.
Well, you know, he ain't the owner of the Mavs no more. He done sold, man.
But hey, you know what? He was the one that got him in there and signed him to that money.
He still got something to do with him, though.
But you know what? I can't argue too much with what Mark's saying.
No, he do love him.
A replacement for Dirk? Yeah, because the mannerisms, the way he carries them, he shoots from anywhere.
If you ever notice, Mark Cuban, like I said, he's infatuated with European players.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, last night was kind of ironic because Luka was actually drafted by the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
Yeah. And Trae Young was drafted by the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
They did that
and made that trade, and that was purposely done because they said, man, look, This dude ain't gonna win. He ain't gonna make it down in Chocolate City. He ain't gonna make it in Atlanta. No.
He not.
And plus, put him in Dallas, man. In a natural city.
He would have gone to that strip club that first night.
And well, you know, you gotta give this cat credit to a point. He's only 23 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta give him credit. Like I said, coming in, I said, this is gonna be a bad dude here. And he is, he is. Yeah. But the complaining outweighs the talent.
And the technical fouls, too.
That's why he's never in the MVP conversation.
If you're watching play, he's always bitching to the refs. I'm just like, man, come on, man.
Lazy.
He has a lazy, drunk
Uncle Playground style.
All right, so is it fair to say Lazy Luka? You want to call him that?
The Drunken Master.
You want to go?
No, I like Lazy Luka.
Lazy Luka, Drunken Master. Okay,
yeah, I do like Lazy Luka though.
I mean, you know what? They're both actually catchy. Bill, you got me marinating on that Drunken Master.
And you know what? We didn't gave this dude too much time.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about somebody. Let's switch gears to the Milwaukee Bucks. Cause I think tonight will
that's
be the
one
first
I wanted
night.
To get to.
That is crazy.
It's Doc Rivers' debut, guys. Like let's somebody, talk about it.
Let's, like somebody said, I heard somebody say, why would you go and hire a guy that ain't proven himself in a game seven?
Well, here's the deal.
Just only won one championship.
Yeah, but here's the deal for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a straight out. It goes no other way. Number one, I knew Adrian Griffin's days was numbered the day before the season even started.
Then why even sign him then?
Because they give him the job. He brings in Terry Stotts. Terry Stotts, a respectable coach, had been in Portland for about 8 or 9 years.
But that's how you get Damian Lillard here.
You bring in Terry Stotts in a practice session. I don't know which group was it, the guards, the big men, whatever. He pulls him to the side for a meeting. Adrian Griffin proceeds to basically call him out in front of the team and chastise him. And Terry Stotts went to the front office and said, you can have this job. I don't want it. I said, at that point then, this dude ain't going to last long.
What? Hold on. What?
But do he know if Terry Stotts won't deal, you don't get Damian Lillard in Milwaukee?
Well, Terry Stotts left. I knew then. I said, he on the clock. You get there, Giannis and him arguing at the scorer's table. various things come about. I've heard various stories on this cat. Now, number one, you got to remember, he had 15 jobs. He's been through 15 different interviews before he gets the job from Milwaukee.
Yeah, I heard about that part.
Now, you know, on the back end of it, I've only seen this one other time in my life where a cat comes, well, twice, I'm wrong, where a cat comes in, you're 30 and 13, and you get fired.
Yeah, didn't Cleveland do that with their coach, Blatt?
They did it to Dave Blatt, and the Lakers did it with Paul Westhead after they had won a title. But here's the deal. Number one, he comes out, you know, where I would take defense for him is this. You trade the best defensive guard in the league.
Yeah.
That I had, and Drew Holiday. I understand they want to bring in Dame, but I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Because I just can't see that match working. Dame ain't watched a person since he's been in the league. I love him. Hey, but he don't play defense.
Hey, but
that's
think
the
about
first
it.
Problem.
Think about it, Mark. Every coach, like, they even did it. Like, Malcolm Brogdon was a good point guard for them when Jason Kidd was their coach.
And they got rid of him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know something. There's something going on there when it comes to Malcolm Brogdon, because too many teams have traded him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been to Indiana. They traded him. They sent him to Boston.
They initially
traded him for the Marcus Smart deal. That didn't go. They did. I mean, for Memphis, they didn't want to get rid of Marcus Smart, but the Memphis said, no, this dude got injury issues. No, they end up trading him to Portland. Now he's on the. Now they say, you know, he's getting ready to get traded out of there.
Are you I'm serious? Like,
there's something that comes with that one.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is, because he's solid.
Yeah, there's something where he gets hurt a lot. But the thing with getting rid of Drew Holiday was a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
You
disrupted the whole chemistry of that team. As much as I like Dame, I wouldn't have made that move for him.
It ain't working.
If you ever watch, Adrian Griffin's scheme of defense was horrible. Rook Lopez get pulled out of prison. How do you almost become defensive player of the year to where you're going to start telling him he has to come? I mean, he set up his own demise. Stephen A. Smith had mentioned it. I heard on three different, I've seen it. I watch First Take every day. He had mentioned on three different occasions over the last 4 or 5 months that this cat was putting himself up to get fired. It will be his last coaching job as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Bringing in Doc Rivers, I don't understand.
I was kind of lost on that one too.
And to be honest, this is Doc's last job. He don't win it here. He will not get another. He'd have been better off. He should have just stayed in the booth.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna win in Milwaukee.
You know, you gotta, you know, to be honest with you, it'd have been a slap in the face. But I'd have turned around since you got him now. I'd have turned around and called Terry Stotts and say, "Hey, man, would you be interested in coming back?" That's what I would have done.
So it was just basically, B, he was his own demise.
Very much. When the players start going, I put it to you like this in Milwaukee. What Giannis says, Giannis going to get.
Well, my thing is, what type of lucky rabbit foot do Chris Middleton got in his pocket to be still in Milwaukee?
A guaranteed contract.
Because he ain't done nothing since they won the championship.
Hey, he hurt his knee. And see, if you was going to try to dump any salary, that would have been the one.
Yeah, that's
dumped.
What I'm saying.
But he's also a fan favorite. I think that has.
But also, he has not been a game changer, but he has been a game contributor. Like, he'll still put up his average. He'll still put up his numbers. But it's always, they going to need someone
but
else to step up.
The only way he get his numbers is if Dame having a bad night. Because those numbers, when you bring Dame in, Chris Middleton, you the one that suffered.
Yeah. True. That was basically, before Dame got
basically
there.
He the Klay Thompson of his team.
I mean, so basically.
No. I don't know if he got it. He might.
Where's Klay been this season?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Where's Klay been?
Middleton probably been better.
I mean,
since Klay got injured that time, he ain't really been.
You know, I'll tell you the truth. Klay, man, I hate to see this decline.
Yeah, me too.
But
yeah.
I'll be honest with you. you tear your Achilles tendon, he didn't lost his lift on his shot.
Mm-hmm. He's lost his confidence.
And he doesn't have that lift no more.
And he has to figure out how to adjust. He can still get it back. But like I said, it weighs on you when you have injuries.
But see, I've been making that same excuse for him now for a season and a half.
He got to learn how to put that ball on the floor and get to the rim now. He got to be more aggressive offensively. Stop relying on just his jump shot.
Yeah, like I understand with the injuries, certain things happen.
It's all mental, man. You can see that.
He's not playing with the confidence.
How can you have confidence when you tore it twice? He didn't do it once. He did the same jump twice.
It's a lot harder on you.
With your confidence, though.
That has to do with your plan, but any injury can mess with your confidence, bro.
But before you get the confidence, you gotta mentally get over it before you can be confident. You can coach your confidence. Now I understand you're not gonna be able to do the same things you able to do, and how you did them, but your confidence is within you. If you believe you could go out there and contribute, you can go out there and contribute and play hard. He doesn't play like that is what I'm saying. You watch him, he doesn't even look like, you know what I'm saying, he's motivated to play.
So basically you're saying he's a shell of himself.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
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 But he can get it back. He just got it. I'm not saying what Jane's saying is right, Joe. You're right.
It is a fair point.
Yeah, I'm not trying to dismiss his injuries.
He has a style of play where he can come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His style of play, he can make a comeback.
He better make it happen real quick because see, this is a contract year for him.
Right. Yeah. This is different from a Derrick Rose type situation where Derrick Rose uses his explosiveness. And he has all these injuries, and now he's a shelfish for himself, which is still pretty good. He's still pretty solid, but it's still not that MVP status. What Klay Thompson, he's relying is more on his shooting, which doesn't, you know, he just got to make some tweaks here and there. He still has a chance to be as effective, whereas Derrick Rose was not.
And to be honest, too, I feel like a lot of those guys that have those injuries and stuff like that, they play because they're scared to have them again. And that's how they play. Because they're scared to have them again.
Yeah, and that's all of your... Hey, look, I tore my knee up. Before I got back on the basketball court, my first time back on the court, it was all a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, bro, that is scary. Yeah. And I was like 15, 16 years old. I ain't know nothing about nothing. About tearing nothing in my... Nothing. When people say it's surgery, I was like, what you mean?
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Everything weighs on you because and then you asking yourself.
And here it is, like after I done did all the rehab, I finally want to get back on the court. I get on the court, I'm scared.
And then you asking yourself, what if?
And exactly what I was scared of exactly happened. I'm balling, we playing a 3-on-3. I pump fake somebody. Dude that I pump fake, he like 300. He done fell on me.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
And my first time back on the court.
That's.
I was scared. I was like, man, I'm done already, but I popped back up.
Yeah, we can't.
And then when I seen that, I said, uh-oh, I'm here. I'm back now.
There you go.
So basically, Wilmar, it's like, it's the first major hit is the test to see, okay, at that point, you have to say, do I still got it right then and there? You know what I'm saying?
But I actually, from it, when I took my knee, I came back better. I took that rehab serious. I was dunking when I came back. When I got back on the court from doing rehab and stuff like that.
You know what I'm saying? When you went back, you still felt the love for the game and wanted to play. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you said you were scared, but you went out there and did things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the crazy thing is, because I
love the game so much. I snuck out the house the day of surgery when it played on the knee. The same day I had surgery.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I couldn't.
That part of it has to do with you and your mental and what you tell us.
My mental said, "Oh, I had surgery. I'm ready to play basketball again."
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
But like, I wish one thing I never about did. It,
like I'm not.
Yeah, because that's just crazy.
Hey, look, like I said, WB, I was 16. I loved basketball so much. At that time, like, I didn't know nothing about.
Like, at the time, it didn't matter. Nothing mattered.
But you ain't changed much since.
I mean, look.
All right, let's, hey, we gotta talk some, before we get into football, I gotta only spend a few minutes talking about something else that was stupid.
What we got?
You know, was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday, Vince McMahon has stepped down as.
Oh, man.
Chairman of TKO, which is lying in WWE, and also as with UFC and things of that nature, as well as congratulations to my boy The Rock, who was named to the board of directors the day before.
Word?
Yes. Vinny, let me holler at Vinny real quick. Vinny, what the hell you doing? For real. We as wrestling fans who love the WWE so much, you make it so hard for us to defend the brand that you brought so much joy to us. It has gotten so bad that your number one sponsor, Slim Jim, who has been sponsoring you since the Macho Man Randy Savage was beefing with Hulk Hogan.
Ooh, yeah.
They have pulled out one of my favorite WWE events, the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
All because you want to be part of this big boys club where you take advantage of these women and then kick them to the curb and wonder why they're suing you for millions later. All for you to, you know, just to hire your lawyers to try to save face, but we all know what happened. Man. We thought you was past this, Vince. Man. You're really making it hard for us to defend this.
Hey, man, look, man, you know how these people are. They feel that if they paying your bills.
But when the money ran out.
You heard the president when he was the president, Trump, grab him by the what he felt like he could do.
Yeah, and that's his boy too.
Yeah.
He can't, I mean, you know, hey, look, Vince probably at the end of the day, go ahead, y'all can have it.
He ain't had no choice.
This man turned something that probably started off, he turned something that he had in high school gymnasiums.
Yes.
To the biggest sports, one of the biggest sports entertainment things in the world.
Yes.
I don't care, go ahead, get rid of me. I'll step down because he got lots of money.
And all I gotta say before we talk about football, do better, Vince. Matter of fact, I only want to hear about you the most.
I pray for you, man.
You giving him too much time.
Just bounce. Any anything to add, Kevin?
Well, like I said, I had one, but like I said, we already discussed about the firing of, and what gets me, another coach that I guess got let go, but got promoted to the front office, Wes Unseld Jr.
Oh yeah, for the Wizards. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They've been horrible.
You think there could be any better?
I doubt it. At this point, I mean, if you can't beat the Pistons, something's wrong. Something is wrong.
Oh yeah, shout out to Raheem Morris, man, for the job in Atlanta.
Oh yes.
You think that's a good fit in Atlanta?
Yeah, I like it.
From what I done seen, he's a player's coach. Jalen Ramsey say he's one of them type of coaches that you run through a wall for.
Hey, Mark, what do you think about that?
Well, you know what? I'm happy for him. To be honest, I couldn't see Bill Belichick in Atlanta. He ain't no Atlanta type. He don't mess with that city at all. I'm glad Raheem Morris got it. It took him 10 years to get another job after he got fired in Tampa Bay, so he better make sure he makes this work. Because as you can see, young black coaches don't get chances too often. You know? So he got to take advantage of this.
I got a good feeling that he might get his get back, especially against Tampa. You know, when they play each other next year. So that might be interesting to watch.
Well, like I said, he better produce. The brothers don't get that long leash like everybody else.
No, they don't. Hey, we got Mr. CJ Richardson down there. CJ.
Yeah.
I apologize for the delay, sir. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, okay, because I sure was going to bring it up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I ain't going to do. I ain't going to get up early on a Sunday morning to be on the Mill Brown Show, highly regarded podcast all over the country, just to sit in the back row, okay? That's what I ain't going to do. So I heard y'all talking to all this and all that, laughing, goo goo gaga and all that. I'm just sitting back here listening. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I had 30 more seconds, I swear to God. That's 30 more seconds.
I'm sorry, my brother. I'm sorry. I ain't got no excuses.
I was gonna take the dirt bike outside and turn the neighbor's yard up. That's what I was gonna do.
Oh, poor neighbor. Well, I'm glad I'm saying the neighbors. I'm glad I'm saying the neighbors.
Hey, good morning. Hey, what's up?
What's up, CJ?
CJ.
Hey, I feel good about coming on the show today because I know everybody's team other than mine is gone as well, except for Mill Daddy.
No, I still got Baltimore in there.
Oh, yeah, but is that your main team?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you got a team left, but you're gonna lose it anyway. Okay, but Mill Daddy got four teams left, and even after the day, he still gonna have.
You still got two bad.
Because he already told you he don't lose. He don't lose.
Kansas City still in there.
Yeah, who a Kansas City fan?
Don't you dare.
Uh-oh.
See, I don't open up a can of worms. I'm sorry.
We went to trial on this.
Don't you
man,
dare.
Man,
yeah, remember we had a trial. He was a Cowboys fan, but he wanted to deflect to be a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
No, to be
okay,
honest.
Okay, so we got one Kansas City and one Baltimore fan on the page.
No, you got one Baltimore fan and a Patrick Mahomes fan.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, whatever works for you. Hey, Sid, you a Kansas City fan, man. Good luck. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna hate on nobody. Y'all can like anybody you want with me. I don't even care.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
You can like the winner of the game.
Let's talk about Baltimore, Kansas City. CJ, who you got?
Man. Do y'all know the way the football world is going now, man? You can't pick these games. You gotta follow the money. Mm-hmm. Which game gonna make the NFL the most money? Detroit right now is a big story, but Kansas City, Baltimore, man, I just can't let them people let Lamar shine. Boy, I swear he's not gonna have a good game tomorrow.
That's what I was thinking.
I just can't see. Something about Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl to me that says money. You gotta follow the money. You know, I just think that they're going to trick Baltimore up in the conference finals. And we're going to talk about it next week. Now, I think Baltimore got the better team.
They do.
But I think the trick is in. Because they already trying to make Mahomes the new GOAT anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I just think the trick is in. FanDuel, put your money on it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, Lamar Jackson got the bag, the MVP. That's hard for me to think he's going to get the hat trick. It's hard for me to believe he's going to get the hat trick, especially because he doesn't portray the image of what they believe as a quarterback.
Exactly.
It's just hard for me to see that.
Yeah, and you don't hear them talk about him like a leader like they do a lot of other quarterbacks.
I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And plus also, Andy Reid is 5-2 against Harbaugh.
Yeah.
This is the first time they have met in the playoffs, but he's 5-2 against Harbaugh. Andy Reid beats down his disciples like Nick Saban did his. Well, let's call it what it is.
Well, if you want to throw this stat in, Mel, Lamar is 1-3 against Patrick Mahomes as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this ain't a must win for Pat Mahomes. I mean, for Lamar Jackson.
But if you
this definitely a must win there. For Lamar Jackson. But it's just future, I mean, the you know, history has just not been on their side.
One thing I'll say, though, we got to keep in mind, it got to be a new record taking, because before, Lamar Jackson ain't had no weapons. He actually got some weapons now. So yeah. if he lose now, we could change the narrative and say, well, he got weapons and he still lost.
That's right.
Because before, he ain't had no weapons but Mark Andrews. And I'm not going to do that to him.
Right.
Because he ain't had no wide receivers. And they ain't went out and got that main of wide receivers until this year.
And honestly, I do like Isaiah Likely. He has been balling. He does have better chemistry. I see Lamar Jackson. He does have better chemistry with his tight ends than he does his wide receivers. Because I saw the last game, and there was a third down play where they had a touchdown play to Isaiah Likely, but it was incomplete. And I saw the communication. Isaiah said,
he told him to point up. Yeah, he said, throw it up.
The next time they ran that play, he mossed that dude.
He threw it up to him.
Yeah, so Dad.
Yo.
We talking Ravens versus Chiefs. Who you got? CJ said you got both of them. By the way. CJ said you got both of them.
He just said follow the money.
CJ. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Man, everything, man. Look, I love your morning post, dude. No, man, some of them are hilarious. Hilarious, man. But good information there, too, bro. No, I'm going to have to pick one here, and I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens, absolutely. I think this is Lamar Jackson's time, you know? I really do. The Chiefs, if you notice, all right, yep, they made it this far. But I just can't trust them. Plus, I don't like them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going with Lamar Jackson. I believe in that, bro.
Yeah, but
see, one thing.
Tell me why you believe him in the playoff and he's 1-3 and ain't never done nothing.
Well, that was then. This is now.
Okay. Okay. I hear you.
But no, if you notice now, who's the best rushing quarterback in the league?
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah, and who the best quarterback in... And improvising and making something out of nothing.
Sometimes,
well, not necessarily.
You gotta let the man talk and dig the hole. Then you help him out. Let him keep going. Let that man talk.
That's oh, right.
We're listening, sir.
That's exactly right.
Hold on.
Now, yeah. Hold on. Who? Lamar Jackson. Now, I know you're talking about Pat Mahomes. Okay. He's a great quarterback. No question about it.
Yeah.
But Lamar Jackson, he can do both. Now, Mahomes can run too, but you take with the combination of running and passing, improvising, give me Lamar Jackson. Plus that defense. The Raven defense ain't no joke either.
No, you're not.
But I'm going to tell you what else ain't no joke. That phantom flag that comes from out of nowhere.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Oh, boy.
That's the one that you can't atone for. You can't prepare for. You can't work for. You can't be fast today. You can't outthrow it. You can't outrun it.
Yeah,
and you damn sure can't hide from it. That's what the deciding factor in this one going to be.
Yep.
If the referees say that Baltimore going to win, Baltimore going to win. Oh. If they say they're not, they're not.
That's
point
fact.
Blank, period.
Man, you know, in the beginning, we were talking about, yep, you're right. In the very beginning, we were talking about, because I thought the NBA had the most horrible refs in the league. Right?
They still do.
Well,
they all
go
to lunch together.
Well, you know what? Well, guess what? The NFL, hey, that ain't no prize either.
Man, it's terrible, man.
Those guys are over. How much they making a year? Whatever it is too much.
It's too much.
They make too much. They make too much not to travel. Yeah, that's my idea there. Because that's just the way they disrespect the game is just atrocious. You cannot tell me that these guys in today's game, the way they play, will survive back in our earth.
Well, like CJ said, you know, follow that money.